Chazal is echt een beetje geschakeld, maar bij Yehudim is echt de Sugge Daf Chav Tes. The Mishnah said, Yardu Geshamim. Bryce says, one may leave the Sugge if enough rain is coming down to spoil a greasen soup, which spoils by the addition of just a small amount of water. Abai was in the Sugge of Rabbi Yosef. A wind blew and caused splinters of wood to begin falling off the Schach. Rabbi Yosef instructed his attendants to remove the stuff from the Sugge because he was leaving. Abai said, we learned that one must remain there until the soup will spoil. Rabbi Yosef said, I'm an Istinist, I'm a very particular person, and this is as bad to me as the rain which can spoil the soup. Bryce says, if one left the sukkah due to rain, he doesn't have to return to the sukkah during that meal, even if the rain stopped. If one was sleeping in the sukkah and left because it started raining, he doesn't have to return to the sukkah until sheyeor. What does that mean, yeor? Does it mean until he awakens, or does it mean until it gets light? So Bryce says, he doesn't have to return to the sukkah until sheyeor and dawn. So if now until sheyeor means until it gets light, then why are we saying also until dawn? Therefore, until sheyeor must mean until he wakes up. And the Bryce is actually saying he doesn't have to return until he wakes up and until it's morning. One without the other wouldn't require him to return. The Mishnah said, the Mashal Ma David Doimer, who's just spilling the water on who in this Mashal? The Bryce explains it's like the master spilling the water onto the slave and saying, I don't want your service anymore. The Bryce says, at the time that the sun becomes dark, it's a bad sign for the world. It's comparable to a king who invites his people for a feast and then removes the light from in front of them, leaving them in darkness. Bryce says, or Meir says, when the heavenly lights are darkened, it's a bad sign for the Yidden because they're used to being punished, so it probably is there for them. It's comparable to a teacher who walks into his class with a whip. The student who is most used to getting hit is the one who gets nervous the most when he sees that his teacher is ready to hit somebody. Bryce says, when the sun is darkened, it's a bad sign for the Goyim because they base their calendar off the sun. When the moon is darkened, it's a bad sign for the Yidden, Chas v'Shalom, because we base our calendar on the moon. When the sun is darkened, when it's in the east, then it's a bad sign for those in the east. When it happens when the sun is in the west, it's a bad sign for those in the west. When it happens in the middle of the sky, it's a bad sign for the entire world. If the sun appears reddish like blood, it's a sign that death by sword is coming to the world. If it appears dark like a sackcloth, it's a sign that hunger is coming to the world. If it appears reddish and dark, it's a sign that both these terrible things, Chas v'Shalom, coming to the world. If the sun appears in these ways at sunset, it means the bad things will not be coming very quickly. If it happens at sunrise, it means that bad things will come about. These bad things will come about very quickly. Others say the opposite timing. Bryce continues, whenever a nation is punished, its gods are punished along with it. Like the Pasuk says, Uvechol Elohei Mitzrayim Eser Shvatim. The Bryce says, the Pasuk teaches that when Yidden do the will of Hashem, they need not be concerned with all these different signs. And Bryce says, four things cause the sun to be stricken. When the Av Bezdin is not properly eulogized, they don't give him proper espedim. When a girl who had kedushin from a man, and then the girl was raped, and when she called out for help and no one came to help her. The third thing is for Mishkav Zachar, and the fourth thing is for the killing of two brothers at one time. Bryce continues, four things cause the moon and the stars to be stricken. People who write forged documents, people who say false testimony, people who raise small animals in Yerushalayim, and people who cut down fruit trees. Bryce continues, four things cause people to lose their money to the government. Number one, people who continue to hold paid documents, even after they pay, they continue to hold on to them. Number two, people who lend with interest. Number three, people who can stop others from doing averus, but they don't do so. And finally, number four, people who promise to document in public, but don't give what they promised. Rav said, four things cause people's money to be destroyed. Number one, people who don't pay their workers on time. Two, people who steal their workers' pay, they don't pay them at all. Number three, people who take the yoke of responsibility from their own necks and place it onto their friends' necks. And number four, people who are arrogant. Arrogance is as bad as all the other things combined, Dr. Gemara. Regarding humility, the Pasuk says, humble people shall inherit the earth and enjoy a lot of peace. V'anov mirshu oretz v'es'an gu'al roiv sholoim, hadnolach perek ha'yoshon, perek lulav ha'gozel, perek shlishi. Zok the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya, a lulav that's stolen or it's dried out is possible. A lulav of an asherah, meaning a tree that was worshipped as avodah zarah, or a lulav from an ir nidachas, a city which has to be burned down because most of the people in it worship as avodah zarah, these lulavim are also possible. A lulav whose top was chopped off or whose leaves are torn is possible. If the leaves are separated but they're still attached to the spine, it's kosher. Behuda says they should be tied together at the top so that they're not separated. Zok the Mishnah, a lulav of a palm tree of har habarzel is kosher. Mishnah ends off, a lulav that's three tefachim long enough to wave it, it's kosher. Fact the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that a lulav would be possible on any day of Sukkot if it was dried out or stolen. Now, the psul of a dried out lulav applies to all days because the pasuk says it has to be hadar, and the lulav is not hadar. However, a stolen lulav is only possible because it's not lochem, and the halacha of lochem only applies on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shimon Yochai said it's possible because it's a mitzvah haba be'aveira. It's a mitzvah that came about through the doing of an aveira. You can't fulfill an obligation with a mitzvah performed in this way.